This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021012.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. In my time with you today here, my intent is to share with you an idea, a concept, a technique, or an insight, when acted upon, will create the breakthrough that you are seeking. Either in your career, in business, in your relationships, in finances, or in health, or any aspect of your life for that matter. So let's get started. Today, we are talking about goals. Yesterday on my podcast, I talked about goal setting. And what I want to do today is kind of extend that conversation. And also yesterday, I made a promise that today I'm going to talk about one specific category, which is called the performance goals category. Now, let's rewind for a minute. And chances are you're listening to this podcast for the very first time. Chances are to this episode for the very first time. And you probably haven't heard yesterday's podcast episode, which is perfectly okay. Let me go back and explain to you the basic psychology on how to set goals. Now, there are so many different ideas. There are incredible experts who talk about this. I don't call myself an expert in goal setting, even though I drive that extensively in my life. And I have a lot of experience doing that for myself and a few clients and a few friends of mine. But then I don't call myself an expert in that space. But then, over the years, I have come to realize that just setting goals with some timelines, with some measures, it doesn't really work. And goals need to be emotionally structured, or structured in a way within which they make sense as you are accomplishing them, or when you are working at them. Yesterday I talked about a principle where I said, you write down all the goals. Hopefully you are writing down, right? And then you start categorizing, moving them into certain buckets. So there are five buckets. And these five buckets are, number one, a performance bucket. Number two, a learning bucket. A relationship bucket. Emotional bucket. And then a fulfillment bucket. About just five. And there could be more though. But we just want to focus on five for now. So essentially, across all these five buckets, each bucket will have a list or a set of goals individually called out. At this time of the year, by this time, if you're a success-minded individual, you need to have these goals already in place. So take a paper, make five columns. First column, performance goals. Second column, learning goals. Third column, relationship goals. Fourth column, emotional goals. And the fifth column, fulfillment goals. Now you start listing each individual goal in each of these columns. So you may have, at the end, by the time you're done with it, you could have like three or four performance goals there, maybe three or four learning goals, maybe three or four relationship goals. So about 20 or 25 goals for you to achieve in year 2021. Okay, so that's the structure. Now, there are a couple of ways to approach this. At the end of the day, the idea is not to achieve all these goals. The idea is to get defeated by these goals. Okay? So that means you're doing something very big, something that you cannot accomplish. But then as a result of you applying yourself, you putting the maximum effort into these goals, you may achieve some, but then you may lose out. And that's perfectly okay. It's not about, you know, hey, I listed these goals, I accomplished these goals, I feel good about myself. That's not the self-improvement we are talking. That's not peak performance. It's okay to achieve goals and feel good, but then we are really pushing the limits. The idea here is not to achieve all those 20, but then achieve at least one from each category, from each column, or from each bucket. One, just one. That's it. Okay, is it possible? Is it doable? No, yeah, if you structure it the right way, it's very much possible. That's the real goal, is to achieve one. Which one? It depends. Now, if you really structure this the right way, okay? If you structure this the right way, just one across all these five categories can make up for the remainder, okay? Let's say you only achieve one and everything else is inconsequential. You see where I'm going with this? You just need to set one goal and accomplish it. That's it. So is it possible that you take one goal across all these five categories and you work at it relentlessly? So let's say I pick up one goal from one learning goal category. Just pick one goal. Let's say I want to learn Spanish. I had a goal personally many years ago to learn Spanish, but I never really made it a goal. It's just a wish. Let's say I take that and I relentlessly go after it. At the end, what happens? First thing, it's a learning goal. I accomplish it. I will probably also have accomplished a fulfillment goal because now I feel fulfilled as a result of that. Now, as a result of acquiring this skill, I can now have great conversations. In the process, I accomplished an emotional goal, you see? And maybe in the process, I've also accomplished a relationship goal. Like you see how one is kind of transcending over to the other. So for example, one of my learning goals may be to learn a coding language. When I do that, what happens? Now I make more money, I feel more fulfilled, let's say. As a result of that, what happens? I feel emotionally good. As a result of what happens? Well, my performance at work goes up and also my relationship at home improves. You see how they're all connected? All these five categories? Let me give a specific example. And again, this is my personal example. In fact, you know what? I'm going to give you two examples. Okay, one from a performance category and one from fulfillment category. In 2018, as a part of my goal setting, I decided to go climb Mount Everest. The once I decided on that goal, and that goal has a specific timeline, you have to go to Everest in the month of March, end of March, and then you have 2 months to climb. That's it. If you're doing that, we call this the spring climb or the summer climb. Now, there's also an autumn climb that's towards the end of the year, but then majority of the times people go there during spring, and then that's the best time to climb the mountain. So, a year before that, I set that goal. I worked 12 months relentlessly to go and accomplish this goal. That's it. It is a performance goal, but it's also an emotional goal. It's also a learning goal because I had to learn mountaineering at a different level altogether. I had to learn how to manage my cardiovascular performance, my strength training. I learned many nuances of what, you know, everything that makes up to achieve this goal. At the end, it's a fulfillment goal also. So just that one goal from the performance category or from the fulfillment category, initially it was somewhere there, but then just accomplished that one thing. And at the end of the day, I feel I have accomplished many things, almost everything across all the five categories. Now, the end story with Everest was I went there, I became sick, and I showed symptoms of mountain sickness, or AMS, acute mountain sickness, high altitude sickness. And then I had to give up right between camp two, just beyond camp two, or in fact, just on camp two, and I turned back. That was the highest I could go. That goal is incomplete, but then I feel that I put everything that I had into the goal. Even though I did not accomplish, it did allow me to feel good because I learned a lot. I had a tremendous amount of emotional involvement with it. Some spiritual needs I had, it did fulfill that. So all that, obviously, it is not an accomplished goal. So I'm going to go back and I'm working on that goal now, right? But then that is a performance goal. Okay, that's where it started, actually. It started as a performance goal. In fact, 10 years ago, it started as an emotional goal and then a fulfillment goal. And then as I came into 2018, it became a performance goal. Now, I have to go and perform. I have to get on the mountain. Right? I have to summit. That became a performance goal. Now, let's take the example of this podcast. In 2016, I started Success with Srini podcast. At that time, it was more like an emotional goal, like, yeah, I want to have a podcast because a podcast is a good thing to do. Right? And then I started doing a few things here and there. I did a few episodes and I got, in fact, got excited. It started out as a weekly podcast, and then I got excited. I thought of doing it as a daily podcast. I started a few daily podcast episodes, and then I, you know, I lost momentum, my traction. I took all kind of excuses, and then I dropped my performance. Now, as a part of year 2021, I have made this podcast as my single performance goal. It is a performance goal for 2021 for myself. In other words, I'm going to put all my effort, all my time, my emotional, all my energy into making this podcast a standout podcast. Am I late? Yes. But am I more acute? Yes. I have better understanding about many things that I had back in 2016. Renewed understanding about everything I do. Because you have 4 additional years of existence, 4 additional years of experience, and 4 additional years of duration, more or less. Now, the minute you make something a performance goal, now you're measuring. Now you're collecting metrics. And now you'll be analyzing it. See, performance goals are easy to measure. So because you have some data, and then you will have some data as a result of some effort. And then you can compare and contrast. And you can see the difference. Just 4,000 downloads of this podcast since 2016. December 31st of 2020, I decide to make this podcast a standout podcast. This is the single biggest goal I have. Standout for me, not anything else, not for any other, no other metric. Standout for me means I'm going to put in all the effort into this. Majority of my effort this year into this. That's what I mean by standout. So, 4,000 episodes so far downloaded since 2016, and I only had it on Apple iTunes. As of yesterday, or as of January 1st, 2021, just in one day, I listed the podcast on 16 top directories. And since yesterday, I have about 100 additional downloads. So it's very clear. And yesterday I made a point. I said, and in fact, yesterday's podcast title is Spectacular Success is Always Preceded by Spectacular Preparation. And I'm doing is I'm measuring my preparation. So the message, the takeaway from this episode is identify the goals, then categorize the goals, then commit to at least making one goal as a standout goal in each category. Then if possible, identify that one goal across all categories that if you go after and you put yourself, everything that you have, you just give everything that you have to this one standout goal and then see what happens. Your life will be beautiful. I'm amazed how people chase happiness. The real happiness is expensing yourself into something that you absolutely believe in. That means you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, you just given into this. You show just not just a commitment, but an absolute devotion to just that one thing. And I do not know how anybody could fail. And even if you fail, there is always a lesson in the defeat. That means you won at some level, even though you lost it.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.